Okay, I'm joined now by the Guardian's Phoebe Greenwood, who is at the cemetery in Jerusalem where the rabbi who was murdered on Monday, along with his two of his young sons, is being buried. Phoebe, can you give us an idea of the funeral and the burial that's just taken place?
Certainly. I mean, the funeral is still ongoing. There is a long list of very emotional speakers from both France, from the representatives of the French community, French Jewish community, and from Israel. We have Nir Barkat, who is the mayor of Jerusalem, and also Alain Chabot, the French foreign minister, all who have spoken with deep emotion about the shootings in Toulouse. The rabbis in particular spoke with very powerful emotion. The chief Mizrahi rabbi broke down in tears as he vowed there would be vengeance for their death, that God will avenge their death. And as he wept, he was saying, our enemies shouldn't think we're weak because we cry, that these attacks will just make us stronger. During the speech, there are wails from the crowd. There doesn't seem to be a dry eye here. Overwhelmingly male Orthodox mourning crowd from Jerusalem. There are also many mourners here from Toulouse. I've spoken with a friend of the sister of Mariam, who is the 8-year-old who was shot, and she said she's been desperately impressed by the family's strength. They've been very dignified. I also spoke with a girl who had been at the school in Toulouse as a child and studied with brothers of Marion, who was, of course, the daughter of the principal. And so it was a very safe school. It was a very knit community, and this has really shocked them. She said that many of the people who are thinking of moving to Israel now certainly will. I know that I was speaking with the former chief rabbi of Nice, who has made Aliyah and has moved to Jerusalem, and he's saying that the message from the French community that has already moved to Jerusalem to the French community still in France, come to Israel, your place is here now. This attack is evidence that you think you're safer in Europe, but in fact you're safer among your own people in the Jewish state where you'll be protected.
And Phoebe, what do we know about the Sandler family? Am I right in thinking that the family had only moved to France from Israel comparatively recently?
Yes, as far as I'm aware, they moved in July last year, and Eva Sandler, who is now the very young widow of Jonathan Sandler, is in fact heavily pregnant and has come back to Israel. She is herself Israeli with a 2-year-old child, a young widow, and she is apparently absolutely grief-stricken, as you can imagine.
And what's the wider mood in Israel? I mean, fury about what happened in France?
The immediate reaction in the Israeli media among Israeli politicians was obviously, as has been the international reaction, one of grief, sorrow, outrage, but also it was a very political reaction. Immediately on news of the attacks, the press coverage was claiming it as an incident of terror, or of an evidence, again, of another attack by the global jihad against the international Jewish community. There was one lead article in Ma'ariv, which is the leading Israeli newspaper here, that blamed the United Nations for holding talks with Hamas. The article read that they can cut off the head of the Islamic extremists, but what is the problem is the support they're afforded by the international community, and went on to name the EU and the United Nations, UNHCR. Also, politicians have made similar claims. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu himself blamed the United Nations for supporting and not taking seriously enough the threat that they feel that this event in Toulouse proves that the threat they face internationally.
Right, Phoebe, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you very much.
Not at all. Thank you.